Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today I'm going to read a story. It's a story from the first ebook we have published on the talkingpeople.net website. It's free and you can download it for free. And you can spread the word too if you like. Thank you. This book is called Stories from My Teacher on the English Language, Lifelong Learning, and Our Revolution. And it's written by Michelle, Asun, Anna, Elena, Rosa, Marta, and Carol A. Hand, a friend of ours in the United States. The others are teachers in Spain, English teachers in Spain, working at secondary education, university, and also state-run language schools. So the story is called Traveling, the Forging of a Teacher, and it's written by Michelle. Until the 1990s, I sort of traveled the world. When I was a child, I was sent to Australia for a year. I enjoyed it as a big adventure, in spite of the fact that it turned out to have lots of ordinary events in it, mostly going to school. I simply couldn't believe why somebody traveling to the antipodes should waste any time going to school. But I was a child and there was no escape. Later on, while at high school back in Spain, I managed to do some on-the-run traveling. If I gathered enough money to catch a train, I would do so. It didn't matter where it was headed. I just set off and then improvised. I would sleep in train stations and sometimes eat the food leftovers restaurants and bars handed me in a cardboard box. I don't remember that period well, but I know I needed time off people, quality time on my own. By the time I had officially become an adult with voting rights, I got a job as a bilingual secretary at an embassy in the USA and spent 3 months there, till the boss tried to rape me and I had to punch him hard and hear, "Your word against mine, baby." My most dangerous travel destination had turned out to be a luxurious office in a dream job surrounded by highly regarded people. Fortunately, I decided to find better company in life, and guess, I quit and took a plane back to Spain. My mother wanted to kill me. I became independent and started university. One of the most exciting events was that I started to learn classical Arabic. So every now and then I would visit Morocco. I loved the language, the sounds and the smells in the medinas, the sense of beauty the Arab culture has, and also the landscape in villages close to the desert. I learned that Spanish people got their sense of hospitality from the Arab culture too. I didn't like the sexism though. It was as strong as it had been in Spain during the dictatorship. On the spring when I was about to finish my university studies, I went to a workshop on nonviolent action and decided to volunteer as a pacifist activist in countries at war. That was my beginning as a full-time activist, about 10 years living and traveling in Central America and later in South America and Europe, while being based in London, Brussels, Madrid, or at Green and Common Women's Peace Camp, a different planet, I must say. I had no money, but I always had a place to sleep, some food, and ciggies, like the British say, cigarettes. When I came back to Spain, I had to start a new life from scratch again. That would be another kind of traveling experience, especially because my mom died. To make matters worse, I was out of work and I had no money. But I had friends. Eventually, with their help, I managed to go back to university to finish my studies and then train as a teacher. Finally, I started taking the oposiciones, which are competitive exams that allow you to become a teacher in public education, and after 10 years going through the hell of exams and substitute teacher work, I managed to get my post. Living is like traveling for me. It is something you do alone. Better said, it is something you need to do standing on your own feet all the time, even if you are lucky and your life gets populated by people who keep you good company. As an exercise then, traveling alone is important because you learn a lot about yourself. You learn to be more independent. You learn you can manage. You learn to survive and to enjoy what you have, the moment. You learn to control your fear, and you practice problem solving. Practicing problem solving is not something that people who are always in safe places do, because when you are always surrounded by people who love you, you tend to talk about problems instead of trying to solve them. And how can you learn to solve problems without practice? You also learn to be more open, more tolerant, less judgmental. You learn that life is about doing what you can, and that you can do much more than you actually think. Sadly, you also learn that most people don't even try. You learn about the value of diversity and why freedom is so important for becoming a healthy human being. I didn't want to be a teacher. I felt it was wrong for me, for I did not want to be a role model, and teachers are role models, very definitely. On top of that, in 1986, when I quit teaching for the first time, I had concluded I had nothing to teach, but a lot to learn instead. Life needs to be inspired by ideals, but it imposes its own constraints, and you have to learn to get by. So, after 10 years being a full-time activist, the time came when I had to get a regular job. What job could a social activist do? Being a teacher in public education was a good option. I discovered a teacher is someone who is always studying and learning, and that her main task is to help people learn. Such a beautiful purpose. That was something I could actually try and do. That's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.